Welcome everybody. Today I'll be reading a poem on the Holy Prophet of Islam and this heinous act against him. I'm not as electrifying as Imam Musa, all the other speakers here, but inshallah I hope to try my best and lift your spirits with this poem. Bismillah. My legs shake, the earth quakes, my tongue slips out for a while. My ears drum, my fingers numb, as all the lies you speak begin to pile. Hate us, love us, we don't care what they think about us. Torture us, now claiming to save us, all the lies you speak about us. Name us, blame us, then you ask, why do they hate us? The messengers of God, peace be upon them all, taught us to never remain silent. Taught us that resistance doesn't always have to be violent. Taught us to respect our brothers and sisters regardless of their skin. Racism, that word embedded into the brains of our kin. Ignorance, we are told if we ignore it, it will go away. That's what folks said about Rushdie, and now his poisonous words are here to stay. And so many of us claim to be the followers of Rasulullah, but when it comes to standing up for him in Islam, all we can say is inshallah.
Labbaik ya Rasulullah!
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 Abraham, the common father of religion, to whom our roots do ascend. He risked his life for the way of God, and to those who say no, I do condemn. Moses, the messenger who split the sea into two. His justice-filled ways have lasted for centuries, and the oppressors still have no clue. Jesus, the man who lived a simple life. He was able to defeat a whole army without lifting a single knife. Muhammad, this name has been persecuted for hundreds of years. The lies will grow stronger, but so will the love-filled tears. And to the law, and to the God-loving folk who try and defend the royal family's honor and name, answer me this one question, would the messengers do the same? I'm not implying I know what they would do. I just know they wouldn't ignore this crime, and you know it's true. We'll sit behind and let them talk more hate about our prophet. We'll keep saying, just ignore the media, but no one's willing to stop it. When a hateful video towards a religion is out, they just say, freedom of speech.
Let rage and lowlife, oppressed people must unite. Let rage and lowlife,
oppressed people must unite.
When a hateful video towards a religion is out, they say freedom of speech. But when Princess Kate has a bad rep, to that they'll impeach. From Pakistan to Libya, from Morocco to DC, our love for the messengers to humanity keeps on growing, especially in you and me. And to all my brothers and sisters who chose to stand up for this cause, may God shower his blessings upon you, and may your love for justice never come at a pause.